We're good.
Couch welcome warmers. To Couch Warmers.
Bang, bang, bitches.
Take one.
Yes, welcome to Couch Warmer. Today's date is 7/7/24.
The 7th.
So 2 days before Brandon's birthday.
22, player.
Let's I feel go. Like a little kid. I'm over here 19. About to be 20 in January.
He's over here kicking with the big kids right now.
Aw, shit. Hey. I'm pretty sure I weigh more than you.
Hey, I'm older than all of you.
Yeah, motherfucker. You the baby, too.
The
no,
baby.
But I'm
serious. At least I ain't the youngest.
No, but did you guys know that the dude from Blues Clues actually shot himself? He, like, shot himself and killed himself. That's why they replaced him with that other dude.
Oh, wow.
Man, I kind of noticed that when I was a kid. I kind of saw that. It's like, that guy got replaced. I'm like,
did you guys ever watch The Land Before Time?
Yeah.
You know that little tiny dinosaur? It was
the little gray one?
The little girl, yeah. Her dad shot her mom and her and killed them and then went into his garage, called the people, and was like, yeah, she's not going to be doing the movies anymore.
You know what we totally forgot to do? Was introduce ourselves.
And like...
We all forgot to introduce ourselves.
I'm Woody.
I'm Dipshit.
Loud
Mingo.
She's Flower Power.
Flower Power.
No.
You Flower Puffs. Get it, Cody.
Cody.
He has the most normal name.
Other there's got to be at least one person.
So I like to say how
that
I got my name was my parents
like
were on
a
crack.
Dope ass idea.
Connect the dab rig
from the vaporizer through the hose to the bong
to the
and
mouth.
Then take that rip.
To the mouth, to the lungs.
Drugs.
To the air.
Battle
lotion. Now
come. Don't that shit smell right.
Hold on, guys. Hey, let's get a moment of silence for the bong. Hold on. Cheers.
Now to the people.
That's like some complicated ass shit right there.
I think we all should do that, the silence when we're taking a hit. Every person, when you smoke, you take a hit. Complete silence.
My turn.
Woody.
Drugs.
I was about to say something.
Like, my power.
Wetback power.
Activates.
Black Panthers. Black Panthers, one love.
Watcha.
Love life.
Spider horns.
He's like taking advantage
okay,
of
okay, milkweed.
Vaco loco ese.
Here too with the blood in, blood out.
Let's get it.
Alright guys, I'll be back. Go for a flight.
We are smoking dabs.
Yes.
This is indica sativa mix.
Those that don't know what that is, it's crack with heroin mixed and meth on top of it.
I don't know who you are.
It's that Northwest Pacific hits. We call them dabs. You got that cheese?
I wish we had that cheese.
Oh my goodness.
As bad as it sounds, I would love to try that. That was nice.
That thing is tight.
Yeah. Hey, you guys seen the mouse?
Yeah, it's right over here, babe.
I gotta pick a song.
Cody, show us some of your Young Jeezy.
Oh, and dude, I used to play Young Jeezy all the time.
All the time.
That was
come
like
on.
My.
Let's play some.
That was like my dude when I wanted to become like a rapper.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, I don't need to mention him, bro.
That's a good song.
Hey, talking about Tyler the Creator, hey, ironically, I almost sound like him on the mic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I wonder who I sound like.
Huh?
I said, I wonder who I sound like.
Right, I feel you on that.
He just kind of sounds like he doesn't care.
Or something.
Some kid called me that shit when I was on my before I was on my medication, but I talked really fast. So they call me like Yellow Wolf. I'm like, nah, because I'm white, you're gonna call me Yellow Wolf, motherfucker. Like,
fuck you, have a nice day.
Fuck you!
Have you ever heard of Fora?
Dude, have you noticed some of the song artists? They just put like a math problem as their name.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It's like 2 plus 2. I'm listening to 2 plus 2. Is this what 2 plus 2 means?
in elementary school?
What happened to some little kid?
Song called Four.
Hey, what happened to some little kid trying to church that shit up? And this is not about 2 + 2. It's about like fucking bitches
and
in a certain way. Be like, hey my nigga, what are you doing after work today? I'm gonna 2 + 2 my girlfriend. Fucking two bitches on two bitches. That's four bitches. Like, what?
Yes.
Subtract by -4.
Zero.
It's like sex became math.
Right?
It's like the new kind of math.
It's all, everything is in some sort of way ends up being math. That's weird. The
only thing you hear in the background is a bong and
yeah. There's dipshit dying.
I got sick of talking how hot it was.
Keep going. Toke. Take it to the head.
Damn. I didn't want that shit to get dirty, and it's getting dirty already.
Yeah, that one smells like booty.
Hold this real quick.
Tastes like something. I don't know.
That's what you get for not letting me play a song last time, bitch.
Yeah, bitch, nigga. Man, the first time I've ever heard the word called bitch nigga is like back when I was a little kid. My parents used to play dice out in the living room.
Yeah.
On the bar and shit. And like the bar, it's actually like a bar and it's legit. And they'll just be playing dice and money. Then I'll be getting into that shit. I was just like about like 12 or so.
Yeah.
And made like $30 in 3 minutes.
Dude, I remember the when my sister introduced smoking weed with me. I was like,
she's like, young kid, here.
No, she left with two of her friends, and I was like, little brother instincts. What the fuck are you doing? I'm like, okay, follow her. Next thing you know, they ended up walking on the other side of my apartment and then going right next to this building. They were smoking out of a can, like a can of soda. So I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
That shit can give you Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and it can give you testicle cancer.
What?
Yeah. That's why.
I never believe that.
That's why when everybody's like, you want to go smoke out of a can? No.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
But we smoked out of this can, and then she actually asked me, like, my first day of freshman year in high school. She was like, hey. She's like, you're getting old. She's like, you want to smoke some weed? And I was like officially smoke weed, not out of a can? And she was like, yeah, there's some hell of things you can smoke out of. She was like, I'll drop you off at Willie's house. And Willie, he's one of our friends we've known for like pretty much our whole life.
The guy probably had a whole bunch of bongs and shit, huh?
No, actually, I ended up going to his house, and they had a plastic Coca-Cola bottle that was empty. It was like a little, one you buy for like $1.29. They had one of those and turned it into a bong, and they hid it in the wall of their house. It was hella dope. We smoked out of that, and then they dropped me off at my sister's boyfriend's house, and she was there chilling. And I was like, I'm hella high, dude. I was like, I like this. Like, at first, the first time I smoked out of the can, I didn't like it. I was like,
yeah, fuck that. It tastes weird.
I was like, this is smoking weed.
That's what I thought.
I was like, this is what the whole trend is right now.
This shit sucks. Fuck?
The first time I got, me and DJ went and we smoked out of a can, I convinced him to go bodies with me.
Dude,
I made him stop breathing.
I smoked weed, but I liked the ecstasy more. It was a lot better, stronger, funner. Remember when we did those bombs and we were sitting there walking around? We walked all the way to Michael's and seeing everybody there. Sam was tripping out because I had like 7 fucking bombs. I was popping them like Mentos. I was just like, and Cheyenne looked at me and she was like, what are you eating? And I was like, ecstasy? She was like, no. She's like, what the fuck? How many have you had? I was like, 7.
Before you were going out?
Yeah. Or? This is like when we were first started talking, hanging out and shit. It was hella cool.
He got fucked up.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there and I would have took 8, but I gave the little homie one. Michael. I gave him one and he was like, he's on some weird shit.
For real.
Oh, I love the kid though.
Yeah, he's something else.
not yeah. gonna say I regret hanging out with him and his mom and shit. I was like, I just miss the good old days where we weren't doing hardcore drugs. Like, yeah. I liked smoking weed and dabs. That was it. Kind of got being in and out of alcoholics. Didn't like that, so I stopped. I was like, no. Back.
When I became stop drinking is when I woke up on somebody's couch. Like, hey, what the fuck are you doing here? Yeah.
Damn.
I felt bad.
He was puking
so.
And everything.
I knew I had to stop around the time where it was
did
like,
I ever drink around you? I remember at times where I have friends all explain to me, they're like, dude, like...
It got to the point where, like, I was drinking, like, a whole gallon of fucking platinum a day. It was bad.
That's
we were
bad.
Sitting there in our...
Yeah, you had.
The lady I was living with, she was, like, 40 years old, and she was a four-time felon. She was, like, drinking and drinking and drinking, and I was just like, fuck it, it's there. I'll drink with you. I was, like, shot for the with this 40-year-old woman who's taking fucking... Gallon.
She's a boss. When it comes
like,
to
this yeah. bitch can drink, and she had me learning how to drink. I was sitting there, 18 years old, pushing a 40-year-old's liver. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's a good song.
This is a good song.
His body can't take heavy, you know, like, hardcore stuff as me.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It got to the point where, like, everybody
I
would
can take
see
rum,
me.
Tequila.
And either... It was being yeah. high or being drunk. That's what I was like. It came to me. And that's when I was like, everybody was like, are you drunk? And I'm like, yeah. Like, and,
I
and I couldn't stop. It was just like,
he
I had
drink,
to be drunk.
Rum?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, let me tell you a funny story. Like, when I first started out drinking...
Yeah.
Like, my first time, like, I don't know why, somebody thought I was, like, 20 when I was just, like, 12. I was sitting up there hanging out with my friend right up here. And don't do that, because you're redlining the mic. But I was over up here talking with a friend and shit. I was just, like, 12. And I was just sitting there, just, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, some adult, like, came and was, like... he seemed like he was really concerned. He's like, are you, like, drunk? And I was like, hell yeah, I'm fucked up. But yeah. The thing is, I'm okay. Because I'm above the age. So he goes, like, you must be 20. I was like, yeah.
I like this song.
I'm like 20.
It was a good song.
And so, like, we ended up, he busted out a bottle, too. And I ended
what
up
kind of
drinking with that guy, too.
Like,
what?
I ended up drinking with this, it was his black
all
lady.
All types of rap.
Forgot her.
Like,
I can't mention her name
stuff.
Because we're in a podcast
country.
And shit, but she
no.
was fun to drink with too. My friend Jacob.
I grew up in the
and
country.
This guy like busted
yeah,
out like a what do you call that?
Yeah.
It's a Bombay.
Yeah.
A little bird and shit.
My mom used to raise
he like had that bust that out and like got too fucked up.
Oh. Bombay. That's something you
like,
only drink Bombay
like
if you're drinking
oh,
Bombay.
Quiet.
It was like the
like
hood up there almost.
To
it was like how black people
like
come out
a little
in the
bit
morning,
of stuff to do,
newspaper, sit there
lie.
And drink with some like
fuck
next door neighbors.
Kinda, like,
or what
sit
fun.
Down on the porch, drink
there.
A couple 40s and watch Chicago.
So
yeah.
That's what. I'm so excited.
I remember.
And then another thing, you know,
used
I'm leaving
to
now.
Always. I used to get in
I was
trouble.
Like, what
my
are
mom
you gonna
used
do for
always
these
hate
three
the fact
weeks,
that I'd get
man?
Hella high, and I'd bring everybody to my house, and I'd be like eating everybody and make
know.
Like fucking like a 24 rack of
like,
eggs. And she'd come home and be like, what the fuck ate all the eggs? And I'm like, we got hungry.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're smoking weed, huh? I was like, no. She was like, shut the fuck up.
I used to see my parents out. I mean, my parents' pantry. It's, I'm gonna wrong real quick, get my parents out. But I, like, ate their whole entire pantry out one night. And me and my friends,
holy
when we first
shit.
Started, like, smoking and shit,
yeah.
They used to buy, like, a whole bunch of cereal. Every
yes,
single day.
Yes, don't get me started. I used to have my friends' bowls, like, this big. They're, like, that fucking tall. It's so funny.
Dude, my mom never found out until I told her. She never figured it out. She just goes, oh, he's just a growing boy. That's
fuck.
The thing she said.
What?
Yeah.
Whole pantry
yes.
of food.
He's
still,
he's growing.
Still this
no.
is there today?
My ass would have been like, who the fuck did you come over? Your whole school?
I'm trying to get my mom to find out.
But guys need more.
Yeah.
You know, that's how my brother was.
I played soccer for like a year. It was good.
I got stuck in the soccer with my friend Juan. He's like, hey,
I
man,
want him to do something
else.
Do
some soccer.
Instead of like soccer or whatever. Softball or, you know, that.
Softball is for girls. We would play baseball. I'm pretty sure.
No, you can.
We can play softball too?
Yeah. Dude, we're all fucking
high. I'd be
high
looking
at you,
softball.
It's the same rules as
So, how was your guys' day?
Basically, it's the same rules.
It was actually good.
It was good, dude. I passed out.
Me and her washed a car.
Yeah, we washed my mom's new car.
I was hoping to get 80, but, like, we got 40 in this computer. Not 40. We ended up getting 20, actually.
At least you helped someone.
25,
out.
But...
25, actually.
We spent on dinner.
It was pretty good.
So.
Yeah, I got some dabs and shit. Oh, not that much, but at least we're like dabbing.
Made that call so you can have the $20 for tonight.
Oh, I bought some weed too. That's pretty legit.
Oh yeah.
Worked out.
But he never gives me credit.
But viewers, I have a vaporizer and a bong. That's what we're using. And the vaporizer connects to the bong so it can cool down the smoke. Pretty legit.
Yeah. Homemade. And the bong is glass.
So our viewers can know.
Yeah, bud.
We're all above the age. Johnny is 21. Brendan's 22. My girlfriend's 23. And I'm 22.
Dang.
But yeah.
Why do I always end up being the baby?
Babies are always good. So I'm a baby.
Always had like
house.
A binky to throw at you.
Fuck you. I'm over here. I got the whole side bag full of it. I'll throw a bottle at your ass.
Me and my brother are like 9 years apart.
Nipple. Squirt milk got you.
Me and my brother are 9 years apart.
Hey.
He was born in 1982, and I was born in 91.
Yeah. We're high. Don't repeat.
We're high.
Drama in the trucks.
Drama in the house.
Woo woo woo. Jerry.
Oh, bro.
Dr. Phil.
Is that Murray?
Murray.
Come here, never. Jerry Springer.
I know you'd be lying about this.
Oh,
hey,
Jerry Springer was my shit when I was working.
Steve.
Oh,
Move around your legs.
Mary. Mari was my shit when I was going
out. Oh, yeah. I used to get home and it'd be on from like 3 to 4.
Yeah.
So I'd sit there and just be like, all right, nobody hit me up till 4. I'd get home, watch Mari for an hour. My mom would get home and then I'd be out. I'd be like, hey, mom, you got $5 to throw me? Please. Want some candy? Or something. Want some food? Go buy some chicken.
Right.
She'd be like, no.
That's what she said.
Yeah, dude, my parents
would
like, get a job.
To my mom.
I worked with my dad on the weekends. I worked Friday.
I used to,
my mom's best days of the week.
My mom used to own a business.
Yeah.
It's like a mom and pop place. But, yeah, they...
Don't you joke.
that's where I used to be a receptionist after school.
I used to be
they used to own a hair salon and a tanning room in their salon.
Yeah, my dad owned Tacos Guaymas. He owned one of those. He owned the one in Silver Lake by Safeway.
Oh, yeah?
He'd worked there for like 10 years, and then he ended up like becoming really good friends with the dude who owned
it.
And he was like, here, I'll just let you be the owner. And my dad, he ended up getting a house and everything. It was cool.
Yeah.
Like, I used to go on the weekends. I'd go like Friday, work till Sunday, and my uncle would take me home. And then my dad would throw me like $200 a weekend. just for working 3 days, and I was like, okay.
You know, but that's when they learn, okay, you need to do this, you can do this, you can run, you know, the timers and everything. I was counting money then.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, give me the money, you know.
Yeah, I was 10, 12 years old.
Who do you love?
Baby, you don't understand. Hey. You don't understand.
I loved being a waiter at my dad's job, though. That shit was dope.
But my mom and dad used to, you know where 19th is in Silver Lake or whatever?
Yeah.
Right there, it's a green building. Off to the left, where that is. My mom and dad used to own that shop there.
Oh, really?
Like rent it out and own it there.
If there were any song
right
on
there,
that somebody's talking in the background, sounds like a song.
That's their first. That's their first before they moved up to Everett for a bigger place. But my mom and dad used to run it before I was born. When he was born.
I love Drake's verse in this song.
Come on, churn it up. Josh, why are we watching YouTube?
All right, now we're going to be moving into the
music
portion.
Bang, bang, bitch.
Bitch.
Oh, it just came.
He straight curved that dog out, just saying. Whoops.
I need to plug my computer in.
plug it in.
Ready to do that already?
Biggest safety switch you'll ever have.
For real. Yeah.
Booty alone,
baby. Booty alone, baby.
Is this recording?
Yes, it is.
Babe.
Oh, he's videotaping now.
Oh, shit. Hey. Oh, you want to come in here, too?
Brooks, this is for commentating. Fucking hot.
A little bit.
This is our setup. This is what we're using to record
start
this
somewhere.
Now.
Somewhere from the bottom now we is.
Shaggy.
It's all good. Even professionals do this, dude. They sit down inside a chair and there's a mic in front of everybody. That's how sick. That's what I was trying to show you about that.
That one video?
Rooster Teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was just dope.
That was
I know,
because
these guys like
that
to talk about
rolling.
The coolest shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that on, man. That rooster shit.
Fuck. My bad. But I have like this thing called the Apple TV and I got an Apple iPad. And we can like click on shit and we can stream to the TV. And
that's
when we have a camera, like the people can see what we're doing.
Yeah.
I thought you had camera right there.
I don't have that camera anymore. It's broke. I need to get another webcam. If somebody has a webcam, I'm willing to buy one. Anybody know what a webcam is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scary ass shit thing.
Okay, we have to talk about this. We have 4 minutes and 41 seconds.
Oh, a cartoon looking like the Teen Titans over here.
Episode
of
Bond, sex offender. What the fuck?
I will leave some sound.
What the fuck is this?
Turn down for what? Dun, 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 dun. Do you know the Asian guy, the second character, made that?
What?
The Asian guy. So?
Story of my ears, nuts.
Story of my ears. Here.
Talk a little bit slower, or that thing is busted.
What, do you really want to hear me? Hey, guys. I am the one.
That's annoying, his girlfriend.
This dude looks like Cleveland.
I wonder how those actors, when they like talking to the mic and shit, for hours on end, how's these guys not burn? How do you not burn?
They do like different takes sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And then
the professional talk.
They probably make up some weird ass shit every day, like, you know, with the voice.
Yeah, they study it for weeks.
And they're like,
I'm thinking they're drinking.
The character.
I'm drinking.
Like, if they have to grow her.
I'm
your
thinking
hair
they
point.
Drink gas. They probably drink gas.
Yeah. What the fuck? This dude looks like Trevor. Fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, right there.
Hell no, that looks like
what's,
the crack version of Beetlejuice.
Jack meat?
Yes.
Jack meat? Hey, see Jack meat.
So this is what happens when the first stage of Beetlejuice is
Jack
when you,
me.
You
it's,
first start
Ronald
doing
McDonald.
Crack. And then after a couple months into a year,
it's
you do a
McDonald.
Crack. This is
do
what
it.
You turn out to look like.
You hear me, babe?
What?
It's the Ronald McDonald one. Let's watch that.
Why?
This has Ronald McDonald on.
That one's
shut
only 50
up.
Minutes. Hold on, after. This guy, it looks like a fucking Q-tip.
He looks like fucking Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Cracked out.
It looks like Cody almost.
Just talking about the crackhead version. Cody.
Fuck you.
At least your best friends with Cleveland.
Bitch.
I still love him. He knows that.
You suck ass.
Why does he have four fingers?
Shut up. I gave you $20 today. And a freaking electronic shit that you never... Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cool what you said. Not cool.
Sorry. But man,
take
he
back.
Doesn't like appreciate
hey.
What I've done for him.
Hey.
Like, today.
Do you take it back?
Better take that back.
No, you take it back.
I did. I said I was sorry.
Okay. Let's
do anybody hear
yeah.
that? In the group?
Here we go.
Beetlejuice is getting his ass.
Like how everybody
I
just
think he needs
to
clean his ears out.
But yeah, I'm sorry too.
Yeah. He's like so rude to me for it. That's like,
this fucking
hurts.
Show's random, dude. I can't function on this shit.
Can you please watch Ronald McDonald?
No, why?
Please, come
Jack
on.
And me.
I forget that thing. Jack me, come on.
Fine, we're gonna click on this one.
If it's stupid on the way in.
I'm gonna watch that.
Deads for let lead to.
Freaking A.
Hey, if anybody has a good question,
like,
what's a good question? I'll skip the ad.
Can you please skip the ad?
What's a good question?
How long does those phones chargers even last?
Ooh, yeah, it's like a day, I guess so.
Damn.
Thank you. Turn it up. Can you turn it up?
No, we have to have it loud enough for us.
This is what you wanted to watch. Ronald McDonald and Burger King jacking off.
The best.
That's the thing right now. That's what
I was
going to
say. Oh, they're making burgers. I thought
wait,
they were making
he's
Wendy's.
Something.
Y'all got sick minds.
I thought they were making Wendy's.
Man.
They're jacking the box.
Was that a bear? Thank you.
You're welcome. Wicca wicca.
It's fresh. Look at my dad, zombie. Oh no, we got a zombie.
Chunky sauce.
The Matrix.
Glenn.
Did you know tomorrow is the marijuana thing?
The marijuana thing tomorrow. What is it about?
What?
You haven't heard it on the news?
What's happened?
It's like in 48 hours.
Oh, because Wednesday. Wednesday is supposed to be the day when you can fully walk into these places now.
You want to research it?
No, seriously.
Let's do it.
We're going to be able to walk into the dispensary.
We are. Yeah, you wait.
I'm 21.
That is so funny. It's fucked
half
up.
The time I don't even like.
It should be 18.
I have to pawn our outfit to my boy. Oh. What the heebah?
The death look of the desires.
I need your pad. I'm high. I can't even do
it. Dude, type it on the keyboard and I'll play church. You.
Can you write it?
Well, we're about to find out.
Because
I
want to
play a song.
Yeah, it's not.
So it sounds like when this guy presses things on the keyboard.
Oh no.
That was not it.
Roll down. This is
not it. Legal recreational marijuana could be sold in Washington as early as 2014. Yes,
this
right.
Is not it. They just recently.
Go to Google. Go to Google.
Click Chiral 7. You can write her down in that show. Okay.
Oh, I fucked up. There we go. There. Okay. My bad.
Shit.
Carol
7.
The fuck this motherfucker's like shaving the face of this like Google thing. Shave. I'm sorry. No.
Damn!
No.
Brazil and Germany. My ancestors were from Germany.
He is typing the words into the all gray Google. So we can know what that is happening right now with the pot.
Or you can, like.
Marijuana.
But yeah, there's like.
Oh, shit.
Only one in Seattle that's gonna open up. And then there's. Like a few in this north, like Arlington areas.
In the north.
Like that. Like three of them or whatever. About to open. I'm like, fuck shit. Right there.
Hey, look at.
No. And then go to. Well, you could just type up there. 48 hours.
Stoners.
Right here.
They said. No. You know, they said that the weed's gonna suck too.
Like,
in the beginning.
Yeah, like in the beginning because they you know.
They don't know how to grow it.
No.
We do.
Yeah. So they were trying to figure out how
to balance this shit.
How to balance in their whole thing.
Yeah.
Turn up this.
Don't be commanding.
With a huge number of applicants. K5's John Langer is live in Olympia at the Liquor Control Board headquarters. John.
Then you can actually.
Here we go, guys. This week, you can hear what's happening around in Linwood, Washington.
Framework for legalized recreational marijuana. Critics say the process hasn't gone entirely smoothly, but nonetheless, tomorrow, if you're 21, you can buy pot. Chad Champagne got the good news this morning. This week, he can be a legal drug dealer.
Effective immediately, your account on the Washington State Liquor Control Board's marijuana traceability system is active.
Champagne is opening 420 Carpenter in this Lacey office park.
Customers will be on that side, and we will be on that side.
It's not quite ready,
and not just the office space, but what he's selling as well. He doesn't have any.
At this point, we will be open on Friday, and it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility to be closed come Sunday night for a couple weeks until we can replenish.
The issue is supply. Even as 24 retail marijuana stores are set to open this week, most agree there isn't enough pot to go around. Yet.
It's not so liquor board it's like it's growing
yeah,
legal.
You can only grow like 15 plants at a time. Green card.
Wait.
Should know motherfuckers have like plants at the ass in their house. They're like 40
It's been 18 months since the process began. Critics say it's taking too long to approve those licenses, and that's going to create
so anybody can grow.
Garza says,
I don't think there's a lack of supply.
Not anybody.
They have to have a green card.
It's just a matter of whether they get it legally or illegally.
If you're 21,
that's been that way for 19 months, John.
According to Garza, there are 12 football field-sized pod grows, and they're nearly ready to harvest. By the end of the summer, he says there will be plenty of product. But there remain questions.
He's like,
because in the winter,
the potential revenue.
Washington people smoke weed.
I'm sure people can be critical. One of the things to keep in mind is there's no blueprint here. There was one that has done this before.
Garza expects between 10 and 15 licenses to be approved each week as they're trying to sort out the retail marijuana system. For a list of all the places that can sell or are allowed to sell marijuana starting tomorrow, we have a list on our website, King5.com. For now, live in Olympia, John Langley, King 5 News.
Chill out this summer with the perfect products and the right professionals for all your home matters.
Fuck you.
Should've picked the
camera. Oh, shit. Dude, I'm sorry. I'll hand it to you, I promise.
Hey, do you want to sit right over here?
No.
Certainly move over there.
Dude, did you guys see what I did with the dabs?
Shit, you laid them on the floor. As far as I know. Isn't it the cup? Shit? Isn't it the cup? Or the paper?
It's the cup.
Where?
Oh, no. She was saying, do you have it in the cup? I really hope this fucking fan doesn't fall on my fucking face.
No, it's gonna fall back.
Well, that's a little bit better. Did it fall between the cups?
Oh, right
here.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little thing.
Boom. But did you put it right back there?
I don't see it. It could probably fall down here.
All right.
Yep. I have some size. Like, seems like it could be right there.
Oh, goodness. I just lost them. That would have been bad. I think the video footage saying this would be safe for later. To get back to my plugged into the mics.
I don't even know where my phone is.
Your phone will show up once when you calm down.
Shut up.
The all knowing phone.
Shut up.
Will show soon.
I'm gonna fart on your face.
Hurry the fuck up before I steal the keyboard.
Like that shit. Yikes. I had it.
One song.
Hell no.
One fucking song.
Thing over here, nigga.
You get one song.
No. Oh, yeah, that's my mom.
That's how it fell.
Yeah.
You probably knocked it off on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an idiot.
Okay, then.
We're about like 39 minutes in.
39? It's
yeah.
About 40 minutes.
I smoke because I just can't do.
No texting noises. Sign up your phone. Cintio.
They better have not just been playing a fucking drug commercial. I smoke.
God damn!
To get away from my problems.
I swear they did.
Sounds good. Wanna try the light, sweetie?
I'm gonna shit bump.
sweetie.
Hey, babe. Turn the number you called, is that G&H? Just like, or is it Mark so I can put it in here for you to call next time?
No, don't put it, but turn on light.
What's 710-0600?
Oh, that's G&H.
That's G&H's direct number?
Yep. My bad.
Okay. Fuck you. I'm like doing this shit hella good.
That's what he was talking about in the song.
We should skip him on the dad.
It sounds cool too. Sorry.
Is the mic still on? Yeah.
It sounds like a motorcycle. Hear it, watch.
It actually kind of does. Sounds like a dirt bike.
I want to make a water engine. Dude, that'd be so cool.
That'd be different.
Why do they always talk about drugs? Drug trip I had. Okay, Bobby Josh. Look up, Bobby Josh. About to make that into like fucking case.
Do it, do it.
Put shit into it. It's like hella sick how it opens.
Hell yeah.
You seen how it opens?
Let that come down.
But, and you really need to stop doing that to this microphone.
Yeah.
It's so disrespectful, man. I am.
Okay.
Motherfucker just bounces out.
That's 50.
Yeah, it's just, it just is, the door doesn't come off. It just stays on there. That'd be like a cool hidden case. Ultra Bobby
this
Josh.
This Saturday, I have to sleep with six couples or two people.
Yeah,
in
she sleeps with guys for a living.
One hotel was.
You ever heard of that?
So it's my mom.
She makes hella.
Fuck you. We're going to like a casino thing, like Tulalip, whatever, and they do like a, you know,
Boyaka.
I'll buy the room, like $100 or $200 per room or whatever. So it's just one room, and my mom's gonna sleep there. I'm gonna sleep there. My aunt and my cousin and my brother and his wife and my dog and my brother's dog all gonna be in one room.
That's ridiculous.
Because he's driving us like halfway there to Idaho, and so just like a, you know, hang out kind of, you know, okay, and then off tomorrow back home. So yeah,
don't mind if I.
So that's gonna be fun experience. I think I'm gonna gamble. My mom probably wants to gamble again and give me a freaking drink. Damn. I hope that's not a repercussion, babe.
What is?
Drunkenness, I don't
know.
Mature
is in her.
Yeah, I got you.
Russies.
Oh,
shit. Sorry, I, did not text you back.
Oh, you're good.
It was like 6:50, really. I didn't really had my phone with me because we went swimming. Like around the time now. Like, really? We didn't get here till about 8. Crap. I'm looking, my mom. Never mind.
She's like, I'm all game.
I'm stupid as it is.
Are you filling up to for a dab?
Yes. But I usually would text you back right away if I had my phone.
Of this. I like that fucking cover. I have a blue one somewhere.
Yeah, man.
That's what I should do. Give me a fucking mask and just walk down the street. Get fucking crazy.
I am getting high so I can shut up. Right?
No.
Why?
Because it's short.
Is this
Oh, are you making it for anyone? No, it's just for you. Get them slugs off for real. This that girl with the jail. We go win, smoke the air. So I guess who's gonna smoke out the other and stop chatting? That's what you're trying to do.
That's the point of this podcast. So we can enjoy the green times of what's going on with this podcast is even made, because now you can just buy pots at the store anytime, anywhere. If you're 21, right? Yeah. But kids do not need to get high. It's bad.
So, the last one you were here?
Huh?
I guess apparently this mic doesn't even pick up my what I just said. So, anyway. And he needs to clean out his ears. So. Yeah, maybe he can hear me. I'll take those things out.
Okay, now I can hear you. Switch.
What for?
So I can switch. I just had a drag to plug in the microphone.
Oh. Like an echo type of deal?
Yeah.
Because that's why my head was hurting.
So I turned down a little bit.
It's still there.
Is that better than this?
Talk.
Hold on.
Yeah, what's up?
Talk into it. Not turn your face. Just give me that face. I need that 808. Sipping on the syrup. Worry, stay the way. Got on my chains. I just got off a leg of way. With the play away. Okay. Just know that ASAP. Be that TDE. We got that in your head. Like send you this picture, would you put it on Facebook? I think you would. If I'm thinking correctly, I think you would. And just make fun of the thing that he hates against me. And,
man, you drink that haterade.
Go along the lines of when you see it. I think you will like it. At the same time. I don't really care, so I just like, I thought of you. Want me send it to you? You know this Jesus, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I thought this was cool. I saw it, I was like, Cody. First thing pop in my head, it was like, he's against religion, basically. And it's weed, so it's both things. One of us ate, both of us. So I thought, want me to send it to you? I can email it to you.
Sure, I love Jesus.
Yeah. You love Jesus? I can't hear you. So yes, you do love Jesus?
Yeah.
Aww. Thank you, honey. I just got him to admit something in our relationship. And I was praying about it, and it came true tonight. Praise Jesus. I'm like, yes. He doesn't really hate it now like he used
to. No, I never really hated nobody. I just...
But you never say the word, though, in our, like, 3 years.
Let's not get into religious thing, because there might be some, like, weird comments or something.
No, but for you to say it, that's like, oh my gosh. I'm so in love with you.
But yeah, I'm back there. So
now I can tell. So which one is up to your Facebook? Which one do you want me to send it to? Should, damn it. It would be funny as shit. Because it's like, no, because like people and like my mom and shit. Yeah, I would think it's funny. Because I'm so religious, like, I'm supposed to be a follower of Jesus, but hey, everybody needs to get laughed. Remind us, hey, it's not bad at all. next time I want him to go to my church.
Hey, no, I can't help it. I'm going to church. Hey, but look.
Yeah.
This little green light right there, it tells you. So don't lean in and yell and do it. Because this little green light says you're okay and you're good at talking.
What, babe? That's you.
Just don't make shit turn to red.
That's fresh. Check that shit out, Dan.
Can't make shit turn to red.
Draw them.
Fuck you.
Stay at a level where it doesn't change to red.
Yeah, it's
like a mood thing. It's a chill joint.
Hey, love you.
Check it out, it's a chill dar. Chill dar. It's like chilling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the mood. It's green. So it's just like the perfect mood.
Hell yeah.
And then when he claps his hands, it turns red.
Okay. That's like...
It tells you.
Tells you to shut up.
Calm down. Take it down.
Mod it and add a speaker to it. Mood in the room. Green. Calm down.
No, that would be red.
For emergencies. You know, like in an airplane, one of those things that would just pop out, those bags. Have, instead of one of those bags, have a bong will pop out. A lighter, yes. and a thing of like weed, like a bag.
That would be some funny ass shit right there.
Smoke this.
Okay, you
found
dude.
My car.
It's 50. I was like, holy shit.
I think the
oh, holy
crap.
Airline
will give you reviews.
Damn.
Holy crap.
That'd be me right there. Drifted.
Those are not.
Yeah, ow.
Shit.
Oh, that's 2000. Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah. Hey, babe. So, which one do you want me to send it to?
Or do you want the Turbo Nitrous Edition?
Yeah. Is he going? Deuces. Oh, damn,
hey,
that's 50.
What's up?
Which one do you want me to send it to?
Yo.
Just calm down.
My first tattoo.
Babe, I want to send this to you.
That's
which one,
raw.
Baby?
They have one with Chuck Liddell, too. Right.
What?
Gmail, check that right
now. That Bruce
now.
Lee one's filthy, though.
You're just high.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
That's super
that's
loud. It's like basically like the whole turn
this
back
is like
or
noise. Funny as shit.
It's a fat
like,
ass computer though.
Oh yeah, then
the
it says right here
network.
In the corner.
The server.
It says on Facebook.
Facebook.com/420smokers club.
So
browse
that's what it's
your
from.
Information anytime you
damn
want.
Eight.
But I thought that
damn
was.
Eight.
I thought that was.
Damn eight.
My boy.
Damn
it. And then I showed it to Amber, next door neighbor that does it too. And she goes to church with me. I cracked out.
Hey, still got the sweet. They still got the keyboard. Who got the keyboard and mouse?
Oh.
Type in Rooster
oh,
Teeth.
Oh, didn't we do this last time?
Yeah, but they're our mentors. We'll
fucking
learn great for them.
No.
Yes, shut up. Please. Just kidding. You're a good person.
Dick.
It's like, you're a
dick.
What was it?
Backspace.
Oh yeah, have
so
you taking biotin, babe, for your hair?
Cleek.
Because if not, I need them.
See,
back.
I have been taking Senorita.
What's that white pill that I gave you?
Yeah, I'll just put it in your lap.
Cocaine that I gave you.
What is it?
Rooster Teeth. R.
Oh shit.
Right there. First thing.
But yeah, place that we're going at, it's like $200.
This one.
The freaking room. That's. That's,
do episode 227.
Oh, here.
You should look at that.
I don't know what happened.
They might have some video.
Denied the freedom to enjoy the most basic things, like grabbing a drink. It's like having sex with a dirty stripper.
Ben, can I?
What?
Can I?
No.
Why?
My floor.
Shut up! No! Yeah!
Hulu Plus. Watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere with Hulu Plus. On your TV or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Shows like Family Guy, Once Upon a Time, New Girl, Scandal, and more. Right now you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/RoosterTeeth.
Listen,
this
turn down the computer.
Sponsored by NatureBox. Order great tasting healthy snacks right
there
here. Forget the vending machine and get in shape for summer with healthy, delicious treats like everything bagel sticks. Support this podcast to get 50% off your first order. Go to NatureBox.com/RoosterTeeth.
See right there in the middle right there, the check mark, we got that support button.
And welcome to the Roosterteeth Podcast.
Yeah.
This week's win 50% more. False enthusiasm. I'm
really tired. Look at this. These guys just sit here with like mics in front of their faces. That's how we cheat.
It fucking wrecked me.
Why?
Wow.
You had to deal with so many people.
I was
gonna say, it involves two things. You guys hate organization and dealing with other people.
It was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I said, let's just throw it all away.
She's
scary.
What was the biggest item? What was the highest dollar item?
We sold. Okay. So I learned what a
damn.
Satay is. Apparently there's been a satay
I get this,
in my house for
the
years.
The thing about Rousey Ronda, right?
What is
it says 10 fights, 6 title fights, 2 world titles, 24 minutes and 48 second total time spent in the cage.
This is
S-E-T-T-E. That's fucking crazy.
A
satay?
Satay?
Satay.
That's a crazy woman.
You said satay.
She's a beast.
Settee.
Settee?
Yeah.
I've had a settee. I don't even know what this fucking word is.
Just
eat
on it.
You
sit on it.
It's
called a city.
Settee. That was the biggest ticket. That was the biggest ticket item. $100.
So you spent your
so
whole
like
day.
So right now, like what everybody's doing is all on their phone. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like, I'm like, don't look at these calls.
Everybody's on their phone. This shit's crazy.
You're fucked.
I would pay someone
who?
No more buying beer for you.
Yeah.
Beer?
As of August 2nd of 2014, the minimum legal drinking age in the U.S. will be raised to 25.
Okay. You're awesome.
I'll get it.
But it's not that. The thing here is that Gus hates interacting with people and people he doesn't know who probably read about this on Craigslist.
Right.
This is like awful. That's the Venn diagram.
So what I did was I tried
people
to like
die.
Make the posting
seriously
on Craigslist like one of those crazy
like
postings, so that people who read it like normal garage sale people wouldn't come, so I wouldn't have to deal with them. Like I would know only crazy people
seriously
would come, and I wouldn't have to talk to them because they're
happen
crazy.
What?
You know, this I'll come back to this in a second because this is so much you've changed.
Yeah, no,
but
not you.
Think about
during
this
like the time
think
when
about something you
know, alcoholics.
Is $100 enough to make you do it?
During that time,
like something you hate. Like
crazy.
I can't think of something I hate as much as hates interacting with other people.
I wouldn't do it for $100.
Yeah.
I'm not an alcoholic. I don't like buying alcohol.
No, I would not help somebody move. If they said, I'll give you
it's like embarrassing. Like there'd be people
no,
looking at me.
Yeah.
There's
like
a kid. And her mom.
That's part of the reason I'm having to have this garage
sale. Kid,
moving.
Helping people move is okay.
Two kids and her mom staring at me.
That's when you actually are able to like access the full amount of your brain.
It's
like,
leather.
Yeah.
You're thinking you fucked up during the time.
No way. This thing is fun.
The sides. And then put it back in my
So room. When you got your couch, you didn't have the big, like, wet areas?
Yeah, where it's dry. It looks like it's wet, cause it's still got that sheen on it, that sweat sheen.
Movers.
That's like, what the fuck?
Every single time, they fuck something up.
I had to go on, like, 10 minutes.
And they're just like,
this is
not at all.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I got a big scratch on one of my TVs. It's hot. It's just like, you guys didn't know anything about this? Like,
I like when people do pictures like that. That shit's tight. How it's like, the rims always stand out.
Oh, yeah, it was all completely fucking tape, fridge, all that stuff.
And the guys that delivered our bed, while they were doing that, I found a weird piece of plastic.
I like this a lot.
Stop.
I like to toy fly. They knocked off the doorbell cover.
To
drink.
That's gonna be dumb. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, it was the thing that covers the
Is it actually like legit?
It's like in the middle of the stairs.
They probably just
actually
didn't know what
legit?
It was.
What?
Just like,
bring out
bill?
So people actually voted on that shit? Hello, people. Holy shit.
It doesn't work either?
Bye bye, people. Please don't kill yourself.
If I'm having a party, just leave it on the
wall. Oh, I like that.
Just don't
come in. Knocking on someone's door isn't something you do these days, is it?
Well,
hey babe,
I used to go knock on someone's door.
You would never go to a stranger's house. When was the last time you knocked on
your
door?
You could do it on your computer. Stop popping zits on your nose.
I can't remember the last time I knocked on a stranger's
door. I remember having to do it. I was dumb enough to pick up a job.
Good job. I hope you get a bloody nose.
College?
Yeah.
Where we would go door to door off
of the door. I had to go in like 10 minutes.
See how that goes.
I had to get that
back out of your house. It was the most...
Aren't you Daniel?
The most anxiety.
This is where we're going to stop the pod.
Like, I hate that. I hate having to knock on the door. I've seldom stuff.
People are mean.
All right, yeah. Guys, say goodbye.
Peace out, my motherfucker.
Stay up. Stay safe.
Love life. Remember.
Bye, guys.
Love life.
Thanks for coming.
They might think you guys were going to